The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. And you gotta forgive me, I am in a Detroit airport, so there's all kinds of stuff going around me, so just be patient if you can't hear everything completely. In the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the fifth month of the fourth year, the prophet Hananiah, son of Azor, from Gibeon, said to me in the house of the Lord, in response in the presence of the priests and all the people, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon. Within 2 years I will restore to this place all the vessels of the temple of the Lord, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from this place of Babylon. And I will bring back to this place Jeconiah, son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and all the exiles of Judah who went to Babylon, says the Lord. For I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon." The prophet Jeremiah answered the prophet Hananiah in the presence of the priests and all the people assembled in the house of the Lord and said, "Amen, thus may the Lord do. But may he fulfill the things you have prophesied by bringing the vessels of the house of the Lord and all the exiles back from Babylon to this place. But now, listen to what I am about to state in your hearing and the hearing of all the peoples. From of old, the prophets who were before you and me prophesied war, woe, and pestilence against many lands and mighty kingdoms. But the prophet who prophesies peace is recognized as truly sent by the Lord only when his prophetic prediction is fulfilled." Thereupon, the prophet Hananiah took the yoke from the neck of the prophet Jeremiah, and he broke it, and said in the presence of all the people, "Thus says the Lord, even so, within 2 years I will break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, from all the necks of all the nations, from the neck of all the nations." At that, the prophet Jeremiah went away. Sometime after the prophet Hananiah had broken the yoke from off the neck of the prophet Jeremiah, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. "Go tell Hananiah this. Thus says the Lord, by breaking a wooden yoke, you forge an iron yoke. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, a yoke of iron, I will place on the necks of those nations serving Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and they shall serve him, even as the beasts of the fields I give him." To the prophet Hananiah, the prophet Jeremiah said, "Hear this, Hananiah. The Lord has not sent you, and you have raised false confidence in his people. For this, says the Lord, I will dispatch you from the face of the earth. This very year you shall die, because you have preached rebellion against the Lord." That same year, in the seventh month, Hananiah the prophet died. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lord, teach me your statutes. Lord, teach me your statutes. Remove from me the way of falsehood and favor me with your law. Lord, remember your statutes. Take not the word of truth from my mouth, for in your ordinances is my hope. Lord, teach me your statutes. Let those who turn to me, who fear you and acknowledge your decrees, Lord, teach me your statutes. Let my heart be perfect in your statutes, that I may not be put to shame. Lord, teach me your statutes. Sinners wait to destroy me, but I pay heed to your decrees. Lord, teach me your statutes. From your ordinances I turn not away, for you have instructed me. Lord, teach me your statutes. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side of the sea, while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them, walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. At once Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. When he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened and began to sink, and he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind died down, and those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." After making the crossing, they came to the land of Gerasene. When the men to whom of that place recognized him, they sent word to all the surrounding country. People brought to him all who were sick and begged him that they might touch only the tassel of his cloak. And many as touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today we have some long readings here. And we see in the Old Testament the prophet who wanted to tell people what they wanted to hear instead of what God wanted to tell them. And so he's killed. You know, often we want to tell people what they want to hear, and that is not the prophet of God. And all of us who are baptized are called to be prophets. We're called to share with them what God tells us, not what's going to tickle their ears. Second, in the gospel, the famous story of the people being afraid, and Jesus says, "It's I, don't be afraid." But Jesus comes to bring us freedom from fear, and to give us great assurances of his presence. And so Peter wanted to test it. Oh, Peter. And he says, "Lord, if it's you, let me come to you." And Jesus said, "Of course, come." And Peter started walking on water. Now notice, as long as he looked at Jesus, he could walk on water. As soon as he looked at himself, "I can't walk on water, I'm too weak." Or he looked at the back. "Look it, I need to go back in the safety of the boat," looking at his past. Or looking at the storm around him, he fell. What saved him? When he refocused on Jesus and said, "Jesus, save me." What'll save us? When we stay focused on Jesus. So today, let's hear Jesus speak to us what he wants to speak, not what we want to hear. And let us stay focused on him. So that no matter what, we will be fine. We have no reason to fear. Jesus is here. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.